From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hillary Clinton has apologized for a comment she made in South Dakota today in saying that people should stop calling for her to leave the race. Clinton pointed out it was not until June when Democratic candidate Robert Kennedy was killed. NPR's David Green reports.
Hillary Clinton has made the argument that it wasn't until June when her husband wrapped up his nomination in 1992. Senator Clinton has been campaigning in South Dakota, and she brought up the 92 campaign again when she sat down with the editorial board of the Argus Leader, a paper in Sioux Falls. But this time, Clinton also added this about another Democratic candidate.
We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
So Clinton said she doesn't understand the urgency to end the current race for the nomination. Obama campaign spokesman Bill Burton said Clinton's remark was unfortunate and has no place in this campaign. Clinton quickly apologized. She said she regretted referencing what was a moment of trauma for the country, adding that she's honored to hold Robert Kennedy's Senate seat in New York. David Green, NPR News, Washington.
Controversial Texas pastor John Hagee says parting company with John McCain is best for both him and the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Pastor Hagee says the latest uproar over his comments has been painful, but not because it drove a wedge between him and John McCain. The Arizona senator renounced Hagee's endorsement Thursday after a recording surfaced of a sermon in which Hagee argued that God had sent Hitler to help Jews reach the Promised Land. Hagee says his attempt to explain the Holocaust should not be confused with an effort to excuse it.
Many have wondered where God was during the Holocaust. But I think the more important question is what we will do here on earth to make sure that there will never be another Holocaust.
McCain had disavowed other Hagee comments, such as calling the Catholic Church a false cult, but it was only after news of the Holocaust sermon that McCain rejected Hagee's endorsement altogether. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
An announcement from one of the nation's largest airlines that it is upping fares ahead of the long Memorial Day holiday weekend. Chicago-based UAL, parent company of United, said today it will raise the price for most of its domestic fares by as much as $60 round trip as the airline grapples with higher fuel costs. A spokesperson for the airline said United is also seriously considering matching a move by rival American Airlines to charge some passengers to check their first piece of luggage. For the first time since the late 1970s, Americans may be racking up fewer highway miles, an indication perhaps higher fuel prices are beginning to put the bite on travel. The Transportation Department says the number of highway miles traveled by American motorists fell 4.3% in March compared to a year ago. It's the first time estimated travel on U.S. roads has declined since 1979. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 146 points to end the week at 12,479. The NASDAQ was down 19 points. This is NPR. In Texas, child welfare officials have agreed to reunite 12 children from a West Texas polygamous group with their parents under state supervision. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
On Thursday, the Third Court of Appeals dealt Texas Child Protective Services a serious blow by ruling that the agency had no right to remove all of the children from the polygamist ranch. On Friday, the Child Welfare Agency announced it had agreed to reunite 12 children with their parents until the Texas Supreme Court rules on the case. The state is now appealing to Texas's highest court, which is expected to take up the case on an expedited basis. A key point of argument will be the underage teens the state says it seized from the ranch. Barbara Walther, the state judge hearing the case, ruled those pregnant girls were more than enough evidence for her to seize the other children, too. The three-judge appeals panel responded the state's evidence was not compelling enough for them. The Texas Supreme Court will have the final word. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
One day after a deadly tornado touchdown north of Denver, there were reports of yet another tornado in the area today, though so far there are no reports of any damage or injuries. National Weather Service officials say a tornado was sighted on the ground about 11 miles east of Greeley, Colorado. The tornado that hit Weld County, Colorado yesterday killed one person and damaged at least 150 homes. Twister cut a 35-mile swath through several towns, even knocked 15 rail cars off the tracks. Maybe some relief for cell phone cancellation fees coming from the Federal Communications Commission. The head of the FCC said today he would at least be open to the idea of government regulation of fees for cell phone users who cancel their wireless contracts early. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。